Basar Rasa Bishkis Yayin, and it's part of the Kala Mitzvah. So the Gemara says that if Lav Dafke Misha Mesa Muta Lafana physically, that the Mesa is in front of him, means that whoever has a relative who is Mesa Muta Lafana. We have in Halacha three different dinim. We have a din of Aninus, we have a din of Misha Mesa Muta Lafana, then we have a din of Avelus. The din of Aninus is a din deraisa, learned out from Sukkim, that one who is Rahman al-Aslan and Raymond is not permitted to be knocker of Korbanos, is not permitted to eat Maisa Shane, is not permitted to eat Korbanos. The more runs it up in the Kossig, it's written in the Parsha of Maisa Shane, that the person who served the Vide Maisa says that he did all the mitzvahs properly, that he did not eat the Maisa Shane while he was in Raymond. And if one is not permitted to eat Maisa Shani, which is Mama Gavoya, which has a Mikzah's din of Kedushas Korbanos, because it has to be eaten in Yerushalayim as much as Beth Bonim, if Achilles Maisa Shani has such a requirement that you're not permitted to eat it when one is in Anima, certainly more so Achilles Korbanos. And the din of one who is in Anim is not permitted to be Makruv Korbanos, learned that from a different pasuk by Aaron HaKoyim. And Aaron says, Hein Hikrafti Hayom Chatos. So he says, Hikrafti, I was makrib the Karbonis and not my children. The Kangolim can be makrib baninus, and the Kohen Hegi may not be makrib baninus. So the Gemara learns out that these are dinim derais. That one is not permitted to be makrib Karbonis baninus, one is not permitted to eat Masashen baninus, and one is not permitted to eat Karbonis baninus. In fact, the Gemara learns out from an additional postage that if an oinen is makrib Karbonis, even to the Yevid, Avedos and Mukulavas, the Karbonis are possible to the Yevid. So Yitzchak Nochama has an interesting kasha in his tshuvas, and there Yitzchak keeps a pilpul didi kasha. Why does the Gemara need a pasuk to teach us that avodas mechudalas b'riyev? The Gemara could have given a different reason. You know, the din is that if a person does, if a kohen does avodas hakarbonos, the chus of God, then he doesn't wear the big dekuna. So we have already a pasuk that avodas mechudalas. We have a din that an avil rachman al-tzlan is not permitted to wear tefillin. Why? Because the tefillin is called pe'er. The Navi Chesed was told Pe'er Chavoy Shalach, he should put on the tefillin. Despite the fact that he was observing Avelis, he should put on tefillin. And from this parasha we derive that another Ravel is not permitted to wear tefillin. So the Rosh and not Gemara, Mike Cotton, presents a Machlokes HaRishonim regarding this din. Is this din that the Ravel is not permitted to wear tefillin, is that a real din deraisa, or is that only a din derabbanan? The principle is a principle deraisa, that the Ravel is Mizgoel Ba'of HaKarno, Srashi's Lashon, and if he's going to wear tefillin, if he's going to do something that has pe'er, this will be a steerer with his state of Avelis. So the Rosh has two opinions regarding tefillin, whether that's an issur d'oraisa or an issur d'rabbanan. In your day, if it's chuvah writes that it's only an issur d'rabbanan. But, Bitkochan writes, but if the oinim will wear big dekuna, that says Nachumish for sure that that's called pe'er. It says you have to wear big dekuna l'chavir l'sefart. And the Gemara says in Mizrachim that that's ma'akibri yevit, that if the kohen wears big dekuna, that in tushtoshim, the filthy, on the kuroyim, the rip. So the whole big dekuna apostle and avodas mechudalas because it's mechus of God. So this kohanim assumes that even if he should assume like we do that the Easter against the Yavel wearing tefillin is only the rabbanon, and that's because you don't really find the chumash that it's called pe'er. Just find a pasuk in Yecheskel, pe'er chavoy shalach, referring to the tefillin. The big dekuna, which I definitely call the chavoy sefaris, that would certainly be an Easter deraisa for the oinen, for the Yavel yom rishon to wear. Big Dekuna said, yes, Akasha, why does the Gemara have to dig up a new pasuk in Zvachim that the Oyen Shav at Avodas Mechulalos because he's an Oyen? Say, Pasha, he's not permitted to wear the Big Dekuna. And if he's not going to wear the Big Dekuna, of course it'll be a Mechus of God, it'll be Avodas Mechulalos. That's the spiritual Big Dekuna. He gives a Balabata Shetar, it's a Chachma's Kinnam, that he violated the Yisra Deraisa and he put on the Big Dekuna. So he said, even if Fidvarav, he claims it's an Yisra Deraisa for the Ovo, your mission to wear Big Dekuna. So he put on the big dekuna, so he did an Aveira, so what? And then he went ahead and he did the Aveira. So now the shayla is Avedos Ekshere, is Avedos Epsuva. So you can't say it's Psuva because of the Gadim. He did it, he wanted Gadim. So the Gemara has to come on to a new Psuva that it's possible because he's an Ein. So there's one din that is called in the Gemara Animus. That's a din deraisa, that the Einan is not permitted to be Makrav Korbanos, is not permitted to eat Maisa Sheni, is not permitted to eat Korbanos, not permitted to eat Kotch. The Gemara has a discussion in Zvachim Dav Kuh regarding Aninus Laila, whether Aninus Laila is deraisa or the Rabbanim means like this. Let's say Rachman al Tzlan, somebody dies today is Thursday, and then they have the Kfur this afternoon, Thursday afternoon. So then the din is that the relatives who have a din of Einen are not permitted to eat Maisa Sheni even tonight. They're not permitted even after the Kfur took place. Let's say the Nisa was in the morning, and the Kfur was 12 o'clock in the afternoon. For the remainder of the day, they're not permitted to be Makrav Karbonos. That's a din d'araisa. They're not permitted to be makar karbanos. They're not permitted to eat ma'aser sheni. They're not permitted to eat kodshim. What about the night after? What about tonight? So that's a shaila in the gemara. Machlokes hatanoim. In the end of zvach, whether aninus laila is d'araisa or d'rabbanon. So that's one din of aninus. Then we have a different din that the gemara has in brachas. So the gemara has the phrase mishem eisim utalafana based on the pasuk in this week's seder. The Gemara says that Kozman should mutal all of Likvar is Ameis, Likvar is the craven of his, so the din is that he's not mechiv to do mitzvahs, and he's also lechel basar v'yayin. What happens right after the kfur? So then the din is immediately following the kfur, he's right away mutal lechel basar v'lishkis yayin. In fact, there's one opinion in the Rishonim quoted by the Hagoras Maimonides that the Sudas Havroi must consist of basar v'yayin, that the people are not yetzei, the friends and relatives who give the Sudas Havroi, the first Sudah, after the kfura has to be given by Acherim. So there's one opinion based on the Gemara and Dorim that they're not yet to that mitzvah of giving Sudas Havroi unless they give Basar V'Yayin. We're making on this today. Most people give a milchik meal. But there is such a sheet that mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. So the din is that right after the kfura, even on the same day, let alone the following night, all of the dinim of Mishim Eis Mutal Lefana fall away. He's mechuyav to fulfill all the mitzvahs with the exception of Tefillin. Tefillin is the Avol Yom Rishon is not permitted to wear tefillin, but all the other mitzvahs is mechuyav to do. Why is there a discrepancy between these two dinim? How come the Gabi Aninus we say that even after the Kfura, Kolos Layom, and even the Laila following is a din of Aninus, the Gabi Hakrobus Karbonis, and the Gabi Achilas Kochim, and Achilas Maisa Sheni, and the Gabi these dinim of Isla Bas of the Yayin, and Ptur from mitzvahs, here we say that it's only Kolos Manshe Mesem Utah Lefanov. So the Rishonim asked this kash, Sarosh and Tzitz Rabbi Lachasid, as it's called, and Brachis, and the beginning of Perek Mishnah Meis Mutar Lefanov, discussed this kash. In fact, the Tzitz Yontov from the Madani Yontov, and its commentary on the bottom of the Rosh, and Brachis quotes the kash from the Rishonim that they give Shvera Terutz. So it's a machloikis, and here we're Mekel, and here we're Machnops, they give Shvera Terutz. Rav Soloveitchik, in discussing this topic, always assumes that it's not like these Rishonim. He assumes that the Pashtus is that these are two different dinim. Even though in Yerodeya this section is called Hilchas Aninus, so the Rav says that that's only because they wanted to save words, but it's really Hilchas Misha Meisim Mutal Lefanam. It's a long term, Misha Meisim Mutal Lefanam. So if we say Bekitzel, we say Hilchas Aninus. But really, we say that a person who's relative died and wasn't buried yet, we call him an Einan. So the Rav said he's not really an Einan, Lagabi Isa Basa Viana, Lagabi Ptur of Menah Mitzvahs. That's really a Dinah Misha Meisim Mutal Lefanam, which is unrelated to Aninus. Aninus is a different thing. Aninus is a certain type of Avelus. The din of Avelus, the Gabi Hakrovis Karbanos, and the Gabi Achilos Karbanos, and the Gabi Achilos Ma'aser Sheni. This is questionable. This din of Mishmeis Mutal Lefanov, this is questionable whether this is really a form of Avelus or not. We have two halachas regarding the din. Mishmeis Mutal Lefanov is potam in Amitzvahs, and is also lechol basar v'lishkis yayin. So Tosfos has a machlokes between the Rabbi Natam and other Mishnayim. What's the din in the following situation? There's a Mishmeis Mutal Lefanov, the Rabbi Natam's sister died. She was married to somebody else. So the Gemara, the Mishnah tells us in Ksubis that Habal Chai Bekuras Ishta. The woman is married, her husband is obligated to bury her. If the woman wouldn't be married, then the Rabbi Natan, being a brother, would be one of the relatives. He would be Mechuyev to pay for the Kura, to participate in the Kura, since she was married. So her husband is Mechuyev to bury her. So the Tosfos quotes in the name of Rabbi Natan that he was of the opinion that that since the husband was Mechuyev to bury his wife, so he had no Issa Basar V'Yayin. The other Rishonim disagree. He would certainly have a dinner. Rabbi Natan would never deny that he would certainly have a dinner with an oinim, that he's also to eat ma'aser sheni, and also to eat kachim, and if he were a kohen, he would be also to be makom korbanos, and it would be possible that he ever, that dinner of oinim he certainly would have. But this dinner, meisa mutal lefana, that is mutal olam lekavro, it wasn't mutal olam lekavro, for Abal Chai b'kuris ishta, he's not mutal olam lekavro, so Rabbi Natan obviously was of the opinion that al pi pashtus, the isa basa v'yayin is an isa de rabbonu gzera shemi yimashe chachar achivos, that he may get so involved in his meat and in his wine, he'll forget that he'll be negligent, he'll take his time about Kfuras Ameis, and it'll be a Bizoyan Ameis, but if it's not Mutal Olav Lekavro, he's not Mechuyev, the husband is going to take care. So what's wrong if he drinks the wine and he eats the Basa? So this is clearly, according to Rabbi Natan, the Issa Basa V'Yayin is not an Issa Ravelis. It's a different thing. It's like a Gzeira, Shemi Moshe Chachar Achilosai. So it really has nothing to do with the, as the Rav pointed out, it has nothing to do with Din of Aninus. Aninus is taka form of Avelis. To the extent that some Rishonim are of the opinion that Avelus Yom Rishon is derais, and it's learned that from Aninus, that Aninus Yom Rishon is derais. But Mishnah Meis Mutal Lefanov is like Zera de Rabban. The other din, however, the din that the Einin is part of in our mitzvahs, the Rashba writes on that, in the beginning of Mishnah Meis, that even if one holds like the Rabbeinu Tam, that if a chosen nesua, it's mutal al abal, likbar es ishto, and therefore the brother who's not mutal al lekovra is permitted to eat basar v'yayin, this would only be regarding basar v'yayin. But as far as mitzvahs are concerned, even Rabbi Natan would agree that there would be a ptur mitzvah. That's a different din. Ptur mitzvahs are a different din. Even though the ptur mitzvahs are pashtus, is also that the person is, like Rashi says, is oisik in mitzvah, patman on mitzvah, since he's oisik in the kfuras hameis of his relative. So therefore he's part of him doing all other mitzvahs. So one could argue here, it also only applies to the one who's mutal al lekovra. But if it's achos and esua, it's not mutal al ha'och lekovra. So the ptur mitzvah shouldn't apply. So the Rashi says, no, that's not. Ad kedei kach not. Rabbi Natan's shita, however, is disputed. Most of the Rishonim disagree, and Shulchan Aruch they pass from the Chumer that even if it's achos and nesua, even if it's not mutal olav lekavra, someone else is al pidin mechuyif to pay for the kvura and to be the tapan on the kvura, all the relatives still have an isa basar v'yayin. So we assume that this too is a form of avelis, that ishemesa mutal lefanav has a psanu din. It's a din of avelis, not just the gzera the rabbanu shemi imashach achar achilos. We assume that just like the gabi the ptur min amitzvus, it's like it's a din of avelis. Even though it's not mutal olav lekavra, it's not, strictly speaking, it's not really an oisik in mitzvah patman. It's not being oisik at all. The husband is the one who's oisik. The husband is meshubad al pidin to be the kabbalist ishtas. It's just like legabi ptur mitzvahs, we paskin that it applies even if it's achos and esua. So legabi basar v'yayin also, it's a machlokes, and the other day I had a paskin. And that is the haskamas, rov haposkim is that even achos and esua, we also say that there's an isur basar v'yayin. The Pischei Tshuva raises this shaila in another Hechitimtzin, another case. What would be the din? He quotes it to Feres L'Moshe. Feres L'Moshe is a sefer on Yerideya. It's a chidush dinim that they quote every so often. Feres L'Moshe has a chidush din. There is a halacha that a nefel, if let's say a baby dies within 30 days, or the baby is born dead, so there's no din of avelos. Is there a chi of kvur on a nefel? It is a Gemara Nida, where the Gemara says that the kusim were of the opinion that there's no chi of kvura on an eifel, and they darshan it from the pasuk. And the Gemara never says beferish, and what are the chachamim hold? The kusim are right or wrong? Usually when you say the kusim held, it means the kusim always said everything wrong. The reform were of the opinion. The reform, whatever they say, is usually wrong. So here it's a shot. The Gemara says, the kusim darshan the pasuk, there's no chiyuv kvura on an eifel. So it sounds like that's what they said. They made up the wrong Torah, they made up the wrong dinim, and it's all wrong. So the Magen Avraham in Hilchas Chalamoid quotes a machlokes about that. A machlokes in poskim, are they right or they're wrong? Some poskim hold they're right. The Taka Halacha Maaseh, there is no chiyuv kvura on the pasuk. Another poskim hold not, that there is a chiyuv kvura. So here the Tiferes L'Moshe is working on the assumption that there is a chiv kvura on a falam, that the kusim in the Gemara Nida are wrong, and he says even though there's no din of avelus on an eifel, but since there is a chiv kvura, so there should be an isa basar v'yayin, and there should be a ptur for mitzvahs, because the ptur mitzvahs and the isa basar v'yayin stems from the fact that it's mesa mutal lefanav, and it is a mesa mutal lefanav, even though you don't have hilchas avelus noeg, but you still have chiv kvura, so therefore it's mesa mutal lefanav. That's his chiv. The Pischei Tshuva quotes from the later Acharonim who say that it's that there's a raya from the Yerushalmi against it. Have a Yerushalmi Yevamis, where it says Beferish Fakir. And Rabbi Yossel Aslutzka has in his Sefer, he also has a whole attack against this Beferish Lamashi. He also quotes the same Yerushalmi that the other Acharonim quote, and he says, I never heard of any Meirah Hero in the world who should pass like that. That on an Eifel there should be a din of Mesa Mutal in front of, even though there's no din of Avelis. He says, certainly not. Why? That there's one time you can say is that there's no chiyuv kvura. Say there's no chiyuv kvura, so you don't have this din either. Another point you can point out is that since we don't accept the shitas Rabbeinu Tam, we pass the nechumah that even achos and esua, there is a din of iser basar v'yayin, and there is a ptur from this received by achos and esua. So he says lav dafka meisa mutal lefanav in a sense that there's a chayvus kvura. This too, this din of meisa mutal lefanav is also a certain form of avelus. So just like by a nefel, there's no din of avelus. So this regular avelus is shiva and shloshim. So this avelus of meisa mutal lefanav, the yisur basar v'yayin, and the ptur for mitzvahs also doesn't apply. So you could be married the same shaila, right? By an adam rosh, where you have the din of the yisur basar v'yayin and the ptur for mitzvahs or not. The Mishnah in Sanhedrin writes that by those who are Harugei Bezdin, there was no din of Avelus, but the Mishnah says they were Onanim. Shein Anina Sela Balev. So it sounds like a real din of Anina is a din of Anina, there I seems that there would be. The din Yisr, Yisr HaKrovas Kabbanas, and the Yisr Lechol Maisa Shein, and the Yisr Lechol Kodshim, that sounds from the Mishnah that there would be. But the Machlekes Acharim over here would be, what about these din? The Yisr Basav Yayin and the Ptur HaMitzvahs, would that apply or not? Stam in the same shah. Regarding the Ptur Mitzvahs that applies to one who's Mesa Mutal Lefano, there is a Machlekes Rashi and Tosis in the beginning of Misha Mesa, exactly how far this goes. Rashi's opinion is that Misha Mesa Mutal Lefano is potter from doing mitzvahs, but if he wants to volunteer doing the mitzvahs, he's permitted to. And Tosis quotes Yerushalmi, they disagree, and that's how we pass them, that not only is he potter from mitzvahs, he's forbidden, he's also Mekayim Shum Mitzvah. He's not permitted to be Mekayim any mitzvahs. So let's say he's not permitted to recite any brachas. He's allowed to go to the bathroom, but when he goes out of the bathroom, he doesn't say Asher Yotza. He doesn't say the bracha. He's allowed to eat food, but he doesn't say a bracha before he eats the food, nor does he say a bracha after he eats the food. The Shulchan Aruch, they quote in the name of the Rishonim that the Oyman is not permitted to do mitzvahs, that's how we pass from like Tosfos, but on the other hand, is not permitted to violate any other either. So the Moshe, they quote the din that before a person eats bread, there's a mitzvah mit the Rabbanon to wash them to the Siddayim, and there's an isa mit the Rabbanon against eating bread without washing them to the Siddayim. In the case of one who is an Oinon, he's not permitted to fulfill a mitzvah, but he's not permitted to violate the Aveira of eating bread without Tefillas Yadayim either. So what does he do? So it's not that he does a compromise. Shulchan Aruch says that he washes in Tefillas Yadayim without a bracha. It's not that it's a suffix. He washes in Tefillas Yadayim not to violate the Yisur of eating bread without Tefillas Yadayim. But you don't say a bracha because you never say a bracha when you're just doing something in order to avoid doing an Aveira. You only say a bracha if you're fulfilling a mitzvah, and the Oinon is not permitted to fulfill any mitzvah. So he has to wash in Tefillas Yadayim to avoid doing the Aveira of eating without Netila, and he doesn't say the bracha because he doesn't do it, B'Teres Mitzvah, he just does it, B'Teres avoiding the Aveira. Some Rishonim hold the Gabi the bracha Rishonim also, that a person eats food, so we said it's a mitzvah to recite a bracha before eating food. Some Rishonim hold that based on the Gemara and brachas, also lohad m'shiyonim and arim azeh b'lay bracha, that it's an Easter. So the maybe the Yonim would not be permitted to eat any food without reciting a bracha in advance, so he has to say a bracha, the Kolbo holds like that. That the reciting a bracha before eating food is both a mitzvah mit the rabbanon and the reciting of the bracha itself is in order not to avoid an aveir, so the yonim would have to recite birchas hamen. And Yeridah though, we don't pass them like that. We pass them like the Rashi. Rashi says not so, that the yonim doesn't even recite a bracha shalom for now. The Mishnah Brura raises a shaila, he quotes a machlokes achronim from the Bikurei Yankif, he quotes this machlokes. Mishnah Brura quotes from the Bikurei Yankif, machlokes achronim, what about sitting in sukkah? We know that sitting in sukkah is a mitzvah called shiva. Should we say also that it's an Easter, that there's an Easter to eat chutz l'sukkah? Well, they say no, just sitting in sukkah is a mitzvah. And eating chutz l'sukkah is that you don't fulfill a mitzvah. So if you say that's how the pashtus is, that sitting in sukkah is a mitzvah, and eating chutz l'sukkah is not an aveir, just that you're not mekayim a mitzvah. And there's a famous Minchas Chinuch where he has a teretz on Tosfos Kasha, why mean a pasuk that sukkah zula is pasul? Why not just say it's a mitzvah above aveir, or Tosfos Kasha and daf pesim and aleph and sukkah? The Minhas Chinuch has a Hoshtikot Torah where he says that there are two dinim in sukkah. There's a mitzvah to eat in sukkah, and there's an avera to eat chutz l'sukkah. And some acharonim, many acharonim disagree with that Minhas Chinuch. They say Fengel and others disagree. They say, what do you mean there's an isur? There is no isur. It's just a mitzvah to eat in sukkah. And if you eat chutz l'sukkah, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah that was mutal alecha. So here, this has a practical relevance. Not stam in the world of pilpul. Why do you need an extra pasuk or stam theoretical things? Here it comes down alocha l'maisa. If by eating chutz l'sukkah one violates an aveira, then the oymen is not permitted to eat chutz l'sukkah. He has to eat in the sukkah without a bracha, not as a compromise, not as a pshara. He has to eat in the sukkah in order not to violate the aveira of eating chutz l'sukkah. The yisurei of eating chutz l'sukkah, but he doesn't say a bracha because he eats in the sukkah not for the purpose of fulfilling his mitzvah of yeshiva sukkah, but just in order to avoid violating the aveira of eating chutz l'sukkah. So there's no bracha. The chachamim would never misaken a bracha on one who avoids violating a law. When you shave with an electric shaver, you don't say a bracha. The same as eating, let's say, washing until Siddayim without a bracha. But if one should assume that eating in sukkah is a mitzvah, and there is no aveira to eat chutz l'sukkah, it's just a chutz l'sukkah, it's just not the kind of mitzvah. So if it's only a mitzvah, there's no isur involved at all, then the yayin is forbidden to fulfill any mitzvah. So the yayin would not be allowed to eat in the sukkah. That's the pashtus, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes the machlokes about this. We mentioned previously there's a machlokes in the Rishon regarding Avelis, how much of Avelis is their Isa and how much is their Rabbanon? Tosis is of the opinion, and that's how the Ramah paskins in the end of Yeridah, that all Avelis is only the Rabbanon. Shiva, Shloshim, Yidbas, Chodesh, everything is only the Rabbanon. The Rosh quotes the opinion of the Ravid that Shloshim is their Isa. It's learned out from a Pasuk. It's says by the Bnei Aharon, when the brothers died, so it says that they should not observe the din of avelus of leaving their hair grow. So the Gemara derives from Yomusa. So the Gemara derives from that pasuk that in another other who shaves or takes a haircut within the shloshim is chay misur de shemayim. So the rabbi understands that that's a real drashig mura derais. So it's not a drashig, that that's the pasuk shat in the pasuk. The other rishonim disagree that shloshim is only the rabbanon. Is there anything that's derais? So the mechaber pasuk like the shita sabahag, the ramam, the rif negonim. But Avelis Yom Rishon is the rice. Even if one assumes like that, we don't, the Ramah doesn't pass now, but we pass them that all Avelis is only the Rabbana. There's nothing that's the rice. Even if one should assume like those opinions, the Ramam, the Rif Nigonim, that Avelis Yom Rishon is the rice, this only applies to Avelis Yom Yisu Kvure. If the person died and was buried on the same day, so then the remainder of the day has a din of Avelis Yom Rishon the rice. If the person dies, let's say, on Wednesday and is buried on Thursday, then even the Gonim would say that that's not Avelis Yom Rishon the rice. That would only be Avelis the Rabbana. What's the nafkamina whether Avelis Yom Rishon is the rice of the Rabbanon, if halacha l'maisa, the person has to observe a whole set of Avelis, of Shivu, of Shloshim, and sometimes Yid Beschodesh. What's the difference whether the rice of the Rabbanon is going to observe the Dinim the Rabbanon as well? So the difference that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch is the machlokas between Taisis and the Bahag, halacha l'maisa. What if somebody should die on Yontav Sheni Shal Golias, let's say on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, or on Simchas Torah, on the eighth day of Pesach, or the second day of Shavuos? So if the person dies on Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias and is buried on that same day, so you have a Yom Yisur Kvura, according to the opinion of the Gaonim, there's a Chi of Avelis Min HaTorah Noeg then, and a whole Chi of Simcha, and the last day Yom Tov is only Mid Rabbanon. And the Gemara says in Noeg Kotna that the reason why one does not observe Avelis on Yom Tov is because the mitzvah says that Simchas Yom Tov is Derech HaDedin of the mitzvah of observing Avelis. So the Gaonim are of the opinion, the Bahad, the Rif Niramim say, when can you say that the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is Deicha the Avelis? If the Simchas Yom Tov is Deraisa, then it's Deicha. But then the Avelis is Deraisa the Rabbanon. But on the last day of Yom Tov, on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, on the eighth day of Pesach, and the Simchas Torah, the ninth day of Sukkot, and the second day of Shavuos, so the whole Yom Tov is only Mide Rabbanon. So the whole mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov is only Mide Rabbanon. And if Avelis Yom Rishon, if it's the Yom Yisur Gvur, if that should really be Deraisa, so then how can you have a mitzvah de Rabbanon that has the power to be Deicha and mitzvah Deraisa? How can Simchas Yom Tov the Rabbanon be strong enough to be derech Avelis Yom Rishon derais? So the Mechaber Pasuk is like the Bahag, like the Shitas HaGonim, that whenever you have a Kvure on Yom Tov Sheni, on the last day of Yom Tov Sheni, not a Chol HaMoed, is also Simchas Yom Tov derais. But if you have a Kvure on the very last day of the Yom Tov, which is only a Yom Tov the Rabbanon, so then if it happens to be Yom Yisur Kvure, so then the person, the Avelim, have to observe Avelis derais, even though it's Yom Tov Sheni. The Ramah says we don't pass along that. We assume Malacha that there's no Avelis that's derais at all. There's another nafkamina that the Achronim discuss regarding tefillin b'yom rishon. The Gemara has a din that although only the oinin is also to either potter or rasa, we pass panasa to fulfill any mitzvahs, and the ovel, after the kvure, then the person has a din of an ovel. The ovel is obligated to fulfill all the mitzvahs, but the Gemara has one exception to the rule. Ovel chai b'chol ha-mitzvahs chutz v'na tefillin sh'nema b'hem peir. Derecha chavoy sh'olecha, and the ovel is mizgoyle b'ofa karno, Rashi says, and it's not the kovedik for the tefillin, they should wear tefillin on the Yom Rishon of Avelis. So the Pesachei Tshuva quotes in the name of the Tshuvas Maritats that one of the Sfardish Gedolim from Constantinople, he says that the only time that we say that Ovel Yom Rishon, what they pick out Ovel Yom Rishon, what's unique about the Yom Rishon that is Potem and Atfil and is also on Yatfil, that's only when it's the Yom Yisur Kvura, so the Yom Rishon is Avelis Deraisa, then he's also on Yatfil. But the way it usually turns out, let's say usually people, someone dies and you wait till the next day to bury. It's very unusual to bury the person on now and then. In our society, it's unusual to bury the person on the same day that he dies. Relatives and friends, you want a lot of people to come to the funeral. So there's no Yisur of Halonis Ameis, but usually you wait till the next day. So if it's not the Yom Yisur Kvura on the same day, so then it's not an Avelis Yom Rishon Deraisa. So according to the opinion of the Maritats, then the Ovel, after the Kvura, and then he's obligated to do mitzvahs, he would have to wear tefillin on that day. Avelis Yom Rishon, he would wear tefillin. The only Ovel Yom Rishon who doesn't wear tefillin is the Ovel who has an Avelis Deraisa. And the Pesachei Tshuva quotes that all the Achronim disagree with this. And again, Rabbi Yosef Oslutsky writes in his Tshuvas, he never heard of any Moir HaRoa who passed like the Maritats. But never in Germany. In Germany, they all passed like the Maritats. Here in the German community here in Washington Heights, they always wear tefillin. They pass like the Maritza. But all the other Achronim say that we don't pass them like that. Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan has a tshuva in the Be'er Yitzchok. He says that it is not so bad. He says the Maritza is not so wrong. And he says that the Ramban seems to say that it depends on the issue as to whether Aveda is Yom Rishon. That's how the Ramban seems to say. And Torah Abai, that it depends on the Shaila whether Aveda is Yom Rishon is the Rice of the Rabban. If you're Aveda is Yom Rishon is the Rice, then you can say this Pshat, that the Oval Yom Rishon is also Baniach Tfilin, is only if it's Aveda is Yom Rishon the Rice, Yom Yisr Kvuru. But if you hold away the Ramo Paschal, the way we Paschal, that Aveda is Yom Rishon is not the Rice, there's no Aveda is not the Rice. So then you can't single out Yom Rishon because that's the day that's the Raisa. So you just say, whenever the Yom Rishon happens to be, it doesn't necessarily have to be the Yom Yisr Kvura. That's the simple meaning of the Ramban. So Yitzchak Hanan quotes more from the Ramban, and he has a whole complicated stira, and that's in order to be Yashuv the stira, he comes out that the Maritatz is not so bad, and he thinks that if it's not the Yom Yisr Kvura, the person should wear tefillin without a brach. He knocks down the brach. Some other parts can also say like that. So some people do like that also, that if it's not the Yom Yisr Kvura, so they do put on tefillin but without a brach. Usually the ongenomen psak, the usual psak is that the Ovel Yom Rishon doesn't wear tefillin, even if it happens not to be the Yom Yisr Kvura, even if it happens to be much later. Rabbi Yosef Slutsky raises a shaila that comes up at this, comes up by us every so often. We have a din in the Gemara that sometimes different relatives begin shiva at different times. So each relative should begin at a different time, should end at a different time. Whenever the 7 days of Shiva are up, that's when it ends. So the Gemara has a din that sometimes everybody is, even the people who started sitting Shiva later, are Matsura for those who began Shiva earlier, and they end their Shiva earlier. The Gemara has a din, if the Godla Bayis, if the main members of the family are sitting Shiva over here, and then the other relatives only, they walk into the house and they find out that somebody died, and then they begin their Avelis with the other members, with the God Labais, with the other members who are in Avelis, so then they end their Avelis early. So we usually make the Shal in the Gemara, what if the God Labais went, let's say, Teretz Yisrael, he went to the Kvura there, and then he comes back in the middle of Shiva, whether he has this din or not. So we usually make today. Most poskim are make based on the Shach like that. Shach, the Chachm Sodom, Rebbe Kivega, that's how they say, that if one relative went far away to the Kvura, and then he came back, so even though he begins Shiva much later than he begins a day or two after the others began Shiva right away when they took the mace away, and this one begins Shiva after the Kvura, so even though he begins later he should end later, so the din is no, since he comes back in the middle of Shiva, so he ends his Shiva earlier also. That's how the classical poskim says. So Rosh has a different psalm, but that's how it says in the Yeridaya, that he ends the Shiva earlier. So the Shaila is, let's say after the Kvura, up until the Kvura he has a din of Vayinim, so he's not permitted to fulfill any mitzvahs. After the Kvura is over, he's beginning his Shiva. So that's Ovel Yom Rishon? Or do you say, no, that's not Ovel Yom Rishon. Since he's going to come back to the others, so his Yom Rishon is really considered a couple of days ago. He's ready Ovel Yom Shlishi on Yom Revi. So what should the status be in this case? So Rabbi Yosef Slutsky writes, he hasn't found any poskim discuss it beferish. Just Alpina Tia Sadas, he thinks that it is called Ovel Yom Rishon. Because it's his first day. It's his first day of Shiva. Even though it's not the first day of the Shiva on the calendar, he's going to end Shiva earlier. Assuming that he's going to be Mizbatel, Agav, the other members of the family who already began Shiva earlier. He thinks that it is called Ovel Yom Rishon. Another possible nafkamina ledina as to whether Avelis Yom Rishon is the Rice of the Rabbonon, which rarely comes up. It comes up in a get to Shloshim, where the Shloshim is the Rice of the Rabbonon, then a get to taking haircuts and shaving. The Rive says that it's the Rice, and the Rosh says we don't pass Magda, we pass the Shloshim on the Rabbonon. So what's a big enough commitment with the Raisa of the Rabbanon? How far the person has to be Moise Nefesh to fulfill these mitzvahs? We have a din in Yeridei and Sim Kuf Nun Zayin of Yehorik Val Yavr, that a Jew has to be Moise Nefesh literally to fulfill Yiddishkeit. Moise Nefesh literally to give up his life, that's only for Gimel Averis Achamuros, only for Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayis and Shpichah Dam. How far does a person have to be Moise Nefesh in quotation marks for other dinim in the Torah? Doesn't have to give up his life. So the Ramah makes a distinction between mitzvah sase as opposed to mitzvah lo sase. When it comes to mitzvah sase, so the Ramah quotes the Gemara in Tzibis Daf Nun, Hamavazos, Arivazos, Yesh Mechon. He's not obligated to spend more than one-fifth of his total savings in order to fulfill any mitzvah. But when it comes to mitzvah lo sase, then the Ramah is machmir. Vilna Goyim quotes those who disagree, but the Ramah is machmir here. And he says he has to give away kol home base, he has to give away all of his money in order not to violate any yisur. So the shayla is, let's say a person will observe the laws of Avelis and he won't shave and he won't take a haircut during Shloshim, and he'll get fired from his job. Shiva they'll put up with that, everybody can understand. Lost the father, lost the brother, whatever, he wants to sit Shiva. But then Shloshim also, the guy's a fanatic, doesn't take a haircut, he doesn't shave for Shloshim. So what if he stands to lose his job? So the Chafetz Chaim writes in Hilchos Lashon Hara that losing your job is considered kol hayim beis. So the Chafetz Chaim has it l'chumra. He says that even if your boss starts talking Lashon Hara with you, if you're going to say, you're going to walk away, you're going to act dumb, you're not going to be with it, you're not going to talk Lashon Hara with him, so he'll think that you're a dope and he'll fire you. What kind of a stupid person is this? He doesn't have to participate in an interesting discussion of Lashon Hara. So even to the extent of losing your job, the person is still not permitted to talk Lashon Hara, because Lashon Hara is a loisese, and with respect to a loisese, a person has to give away kol hayim beis, even to lose his job. And the shad is, what happens if it's not Lashon Hara derais? What if it's only an Issa derabbanan that he has to violate? So the Pistik Shuvah in Sinu Kuf Nun Zayin raises this question. Do you say that you have to give away kol hayim beis in order not to violate even an Issa derabbanan? Or do you say, no, how can that be? That an Issa derabbanan should be more chomer than a mitzvaseh derais? And a mitzvaseh derais, the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Ksugas, Dafnun, that only Hamavazes, Alivazes, Yaisim Mechaymish, up until Chaymish, you mechayiv to spend. You're not mechayiv to lose your job. You're not mechayiv to give more than Chaymish. Hoyim Rav. You're not mechayiv to spend Hoyim Rav in order to fulfill mitzvahs derais. So many poskim are of the opinion, because the Tshuva quotes that. Yosef Engel has in his Tshuva that the Het HaMechira for the Shnas HaShmitah, he says like that, he says he doesn't think that they need it. He writes 80, 90 years ago, he doesn't think that they need a Het HaMechira. He says since Shmita Bezman Hazeh is only the Rabbanon, if they're not going to do Avodas HaKarka, they'll have to live off of stock. They won't have what to eat. They'll have to send. They have to collect money from America, or collect money from Europe in order to support them. So he says, you're not mechuyev to go into bankruptcy. You're not mechuyev to go to become an oni in order not to violate a din derabbanan. He assumes la halacha like that opinion in the Pesuk Shuvah, that an issa derabbanan is not more chomer than a mitzvah of their rights. So that's usually what people are making legabi shaving, taking haircuts. That even if it's not actually garbo chaver, even the yud beis chodesh, when it's muta to take a haircut, muta to shave. Even let's say in the middle of shloshim, when you really have a haircut to shave, but if the guy really thinks that, if the guy really is afraid that he's going to lose his job, so that's considered kol hayim beis. And kol hayim beis, so we're mekel in din derabbanan. So that's the shaila, is the thing, a din derabbanan, there is really a din derais. If it's a din derais, if it's an isa derais, then you have to give away kol hayim beis. It's only a din derabbanan, then is it sad to be mekel. Some want to suggest that there should chapa nafkimina as to whether these are three nafkiminas la'alach, whether Avelis Yom Rishon is the Raisa de Rabbonon. So the one nafkimina is legabi tefillin de Yom Rishon. The other nafkimina is, what if Avelis Yom Rishon is on Yontif Sheni Shel Goli as the last of Yontif? These are the two shaylos that are quoted la'alach in Yerideh. And the modern nafkimina is legabi the din of Kol Hayim Beis, which rarely comes up legabi Avelis Yom Rishon. It's not going to come up Kol Hayim Beis legabi Yom Rishon. It comes up legabi Shloshim. That we're makel, if a person is really afraid he's going to lose his job, so we're makel that he's allowed to violate the dinim derabbanan. There is a suggested nafkamina that some think is a nafkamina, but Rabbi Tivega points out that it's not. What if you have a suffix? What if you have a suffix in Hilchas Avelis? So usually we have a klal that any suffix in Avelis goes lahakal. Halacha dira makel bavel. Any suffix holdahu, you go lahakal. So Rabbi Tivega is me'ore shaila and he'oris and yeridea. Why not say that according to the opinion of the Rambam and the Rif and the Gaonim and the Mechaber that Avelis Yom Rishon is deraisa? So you should say there that it should be a sveka deraisa l'chumra. But it's not so. The din is not so. The Vega just is more of the shayla, but halacha l'maisa it's not so. Why not? So the Rishonim point out, the Tosis in Erevin points out, and the Ramban in Torah Sodom points out, and Achronim have like this, that even if one should assume that the Avelis Yom Rishon is deraisa, or that Shloshim should be deraisa according to the Ravid, nevertheless, we still have a klal that Sofak Avelis is lahakal, and it's learned out from a pasuk. And the Ramban quotes a pasuk. There's a question what the pasuk is, but there's a pasuk on it. In the Yeridei, they raise a question regarding the nature of the dinim of Avelis. The Gemara has a shaila in Sanhedrin regarding the Chayvas Hesped. It says that Avram said a Hesped for sorrow. We derive from this parasha that it's a mitzvah to say a Hesped when a religious person dies. So the Gemara has a shaila regarding the Chayvas Hesped. Is it Yikorah Dechaye, or is it Yikorah Dechachve? Is it Hesped for the purpose of being Mechabed, the living people? Kovod Abriyah, that a human being shouldn't go away from this world without being noticed. So you have to mention the fact that somebody died, and it was an important person, a good person, and so on. Otherwise it will be bizoin for the living people, that their life is worthless, that if you drop dead, no one will notice it. All that Tzadik Menorah Tzvainish Somalev, nobody cares. Like the bugs, the ants that die, the animals that die in the forest, nobody cares. So when Tzadikim die, also nobody cares. Well, no, it's not only Yikorah Dechaye. Or perhaps it's not at all Yikorah Dechai, it's Yikorah Deshachve. So only a Kavod Amei. So what's an Afkamina? So the Gemara says the Afkamina would be, what if a person leaves at Savor, that they shouldn't say any Hesped for him. If the Chayv is Hesped, if to be Mechabed and Iftar, he's Mechal on his Kavod, he doesn't want any Hesped, so then there's no Chiv to say Hesped. If the Hesped is Yikorah Dechai, it's Kavod Achayim, And even if the nifta says he doesn't want a hesped, but it's covered achai. So based similar to this shaila, which is found in the Gemara, we assume la halacha that hesped is covered on mesa. So if the person, that's what the Gemara says, if the person is mechel on his covered, then you don't say any hesped. Unless it's an Adam Gadol, then the Pesach Tshuva quotes Achayim, then we say it's also covered Achayim. In Yeridaya, the Ramah and the Shach, and the Pesach Tshuva raise another Shaila, quotes the Taras Chayim, Mother Rachman quotes a Shaila regarding Avelis in general. Is Avelis is out of covered Achriyas, is that for the purpose of covered Amesin, covered for this Niftar, or is that covered Achayim? Again, the nafkamina being, what if the person is mechel on his covered, and he says, when I die, do me a favor and don't sit shiva, don't observe any aveilus, don't bother observing any aveilus. So as far as Yud Beis Chodesh is concerned, we assume for sure that that's only covered ames, because aveilus, all you're obligated to observe is shiva and shloshim and all relatives that die. The only relative who dies but is a chiyuv to observe more than that is aviv v'imo. And it says near that, that's mishum kvayda aviv imo. So if the parents are moichel on the kovid, the Gemara says kvayda machu. So if the parents are moichel on the kovid, so there's no chiyuv kovid. So as far as Avelis Yud Beis Chodesh passed shiva and shloshim, there we pass him that if the parents leave it savoya. They express the fact that they're moichel on the kovid, that you don't have to observe that Avelis, so that's mutter, then you don't have to observe Yud Beis Chodesh. Shaila, what about the basic shiva and shloshim? Is that also kovid amesim? Or is that rather kovid achayim? So as far as that's concerned, there we're machmer. That's a machloikis. Many achronim hold lahakel there as well. That all avelus is only kovid ames, and whenever he's moichel on his kovid, then there's no avelus. And the neshach and the pisli tshuva anoita lahachmer, that it's not so. That it's considered kovid achayim as well. But Moshe Feinstein has a psak that's becoming more and more popular these days. About Avelis Yud Beis Chodesh, that since Avelis Yud Beis Chodesh is only Mishum Kibud Aviyim, and the Gemara has in Kiddushin Adin. The Gemara in Kiddushin, the end of the first parak has Adin, that when a girl gets married, and she's Mechuyev, she's Meshuvit, to be mechaber her husband, mechaber in the sense to serve him and to help him out, take care of the home, take care of the family, cook and clean and wash the dishes and so on. So she's no longer able to fulfill the mitzvah of kibud aviyim in the full sense. But she can still call up on the telephone and say how her parents are and so on. But she can no longer serve her parents. She can no longer be mechaber them fully because she's meshuvah to her husband. So the Gemara, I said, why not say that this mitzvah is a bigger mitzvah? Maybe kibud aviyim is a bigger mitzvah. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a question of mitzvah. She's meshuvah to her husband. So she's meshuvah to the husband. So she's not in a position to fulfill kibud aviyim. Rav Moshe has a psak that a lot of people use that since Avelis Yud Beis Chodesh is only mishum kibud aviyim. So if it's a married woman who's an Avelis and her husband Badafke wants to go to a certain function and he wants to go Dafke with his wife, so he feels very uncomfortable to go by himself. Or the husband wants to have the apartment painted, the husband wants to go to a concert or something, and he doesn't want to go by himself. The husband wants to do something which would have normally been a violation of Hilchas Avelis. So if it's in the middle of Shiva Shloshim, so the wife is not allowed to violate the laws of Avelis. But if it's in the middle of Yud Beis Chodesh, then the din is that the Avelis of Yud Beis Chodesh is only based on the din of Kibud Aviyim. And out of Kibud Aviyim, the Gemara says that if a woman is married, she's meshuvah to help out her husband, even to the extent of not being able to fulfill Kibud Aviyim. So this is a din that many people follow. You can dingzach, others disagree with Rav Moshe, that the Gemara just says that it's based on Kibud Aviyim. That's why the Chachamim instituted the din of Avelis Yud Beis Chodesh, but it doesn't mean that that's the nature of the din. It doesn't mean that now it's also a din of, it's only a din of Kibud Aviyim. Maybe now that's the reason why they instituted it, but now it's a din of Avelis. You can disagree. In fact, Achrayim say like that halachic devar meikol ba'avol not only applies by Shiva and Shloshim, it applies to Yud Beis Chodesh as well. So that's al pi pashtus. This would indicate that after the Chachamim were misaken it, so it's a din of Avelis. But that's how Rav Moshe says. Moshe says during Yud Beis Chodesh, that's the din. Many people follow this pesach of Rav Moshe, not realizing what it means. It means that the woman, let her parents be well, let them all be alive. It means that while she's married to the husband, she's meshubed to help her husband at the expense of running around. She's not supposed to run around stomach. not supposed to make a career for herself. She's not supposed to always visit her parents. She's meshuvah to help her husband. Many of the women don't realize that. Only after their father dies or the mother dies, then all of a sudden they use this kula of revelation that they have to help out their husband rather than to go be mechaber their parents. The din is while the parents are alive, that's the din. But the wives are meshuvah to support their husband, not support to make money, but to help them out, to take care of the home and everything. When does the avelus begin? So the Gemara says, after stimas hagerl. Stimas hagerl, the Rav Yehuda says, means after the kavur is all finished, and you've already put up the matzeva, if there's going to be a matzeva put up today. If there's no matzeva to be put up today, so whenever the Gemara kavura takes place, that's when the avelus begins. What happens, the Gemara says, what happens if they're taking the mace to a distant place to bury him there? But then the Gemara says in Moikotin that when they take the mace out of town, and the Avelim go back, they go back home, and those who are taking the mace to this distant place keep on going their direction. So then the din of Avelis begins. That's considered the Gemar HaKfura as far as the Avelim are concerned. What if it's not? What if the mace is not being taken to a distant place? The mace is being buried right outside of New York, right in New Jersey or something. It's not in Eretz Yisrael. It's not like they took a body from Bubble to Eretz Yisrael, or take from America to Eretz Yisrael. So the plane leaves, so you can't chase after the plane. Or if they put the body in the cargo section, so you can't go chase after it. What if the kavura is going to be over here, somewhere nearby, but certain relatives choose not to go to the kavura? They don't want to be saddened there, whatever, for whatever reason. Let's say it's late, it's right before the shkia, and they want to start the first day of shiva today. They don't want to wait. The kavura is going to take place after the shkia. They don't want to wait to begin the first day of shiva tonight. They want to finish the shiva a day earlier. So what would be the din in such a case? They tell the others, go take the mace and goodbye and good luck, and I'll start the shiva now. So the Dogma Vava writes on the side of the Shach and Yeredeh, he explains that that's not good enough. Only if they're taking the mace to a very distant place, they didn't consider the Gemara Kvura as far as the relatives are concerned, because once they start going on a highway, once the plane takes off, once it's in the cargo section already, so you can't chase after it. So then it's considered the Gemara Kvura, you have been misasik, and the Kvura is hameis, so all you're going to do. But if the Kvura is going to be nearby, so even if you make up your mind now, you're not going to go to the Kvura, but you can always change your mind. So it's not considered the Gemara Kvura until they really are mekabel the mace. What happens is a common shaila. What happens if they notify a person that a relative died in a far off country, a far off continent, and the relative has no intention at all of going to the kavur, and they notify the person that this karav has passed away and the kavur will take place in another day or two? So do I say that since he's not going to the kavur at all, so as far as he's concerned, he's finished with all of his asaskus, so his shiva begins right away? But he say no, he doesn't begin shiva until after the kvura. The only time I say that his shiva begins before the kvura is if he was metapel in the kvura's hameis, if he was masasik a little bit, and then he completes his asaskus, he was following the oren for part of the way, and then they take the oren on the airplane or on the wagon to take it there or whatever. So he finished his asaskus in the kvura's hameis, so that's called the kvura as far as he's concerned. But if he didn't do anything, they call him up like someone, a relative died. He's not going to go, he's not going to be metapel at all, he's not going to be masasik at all. So then maybe the din is that the shiva doesn't begin until the kvura, until the actual kvura. So that's a machloikis. The Netziv writes in his tshuvas in the Meshev Dover, it's the fancy way, that the shiva doesn't begin until after the actual kvura. The only time you say, mechimahadir apai mebeavula, that the shiva begins right away, when the relatives say goodbye to those who are taking the yoren to the far off country, that's because the relatives were misasik and they were metapel in the kvura a little bit, and then the hisaskus was finished. And when the hisaskus is finished, that's called kvura lagabi the relatives. But if they weren't metapel at all, then the avelus doesn't begin until after the actual kvura. And his son-in-law, Rabbi Foil Valojaner, son-in-law of the Netziv, disagrees. This is printed in a letter to the Steichemid. The letters from everybody. So he has a long letter from Rabbi Foil where he disagrees with him. That's the way most people assume today, that if a relative is notified, most of the Pasuk Mahalach, if someone is notified about the fact that a relative died in a far off country and he's not going to go to the kvura at all, the most Pasuk can assume that the shiva begins right away. Rav Soloveitchik said over in the name of his father, Zechon Avrocha, that perhaps one should Pasuk in Halacha, it's that interesting, perhaps one should Pasuk in Halacha, so you shouldn't have to begin the shiva until later, and then you should end the shiva earlier. Because Ramesh Soloveitchik was of the opinion that you say Allah is not make a bavel even in the tarot of the sastra. Even if it's contradictory, look over here, the yovel will only observe shiva for 4 or 5 days. If he starts late, like the Netziv, and ends early, like a befoil, the tarot of the sastra, so where is the shiva? That's what Ramesh Soloveitchik said. But again, you only say Allah is not make a bavel if there's a suffix. If there's a suffix, you can't be machriya. But if your local rabbi holds like Rabbi Foyle, that's how most that Rabbi Moshe has, that's how most posts can hold today. They hold that the Shiva begins right away. So you don't. Begin and he say that nothing begins until after the Kippur. So this is the machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. The Rambam's opinion is, in the very beginning of Hilchos Avot, that none of the laws of Shiva begin until after the Kippur. And this is the reason the Rambam writes, by David HaMelech washed himself, he was roiches when his baby died, because it was Kodem HaKippur. Because the Mishnah quotes in the name of the Ramban, that the Ramban disagrees, the Ramban and Tosfos, many other Rishonim disagree, that all the laws of Shiva begin right away, right Mishas HaMisa, just that the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Shiva, the counting of the 7 days, which 7 days do you fulfill for Shiva, do you observe for Shiva, that only begins after the Kippur is over. But the Yisuri Shiva begin right away, except for those Yisurim that would interfere with the Kippur Samei. So for example, Avolos Alotis Mepesach Beisach, he's not allowed to leave his house. So you can't say that he's going to fulfill that din before Kippur. How is he going to be Mesasik in the Kippur Samei? So that din obviously doesn't apply. Or the Avol is not permitted to wear shoes. So Bizman Shulchan Aruch, not going to wear shoes. How is he going to go walk to the cemetery without any shoes? It'll interfere with his ability to be Mesasik in the Kippur Samei. So in the days of the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramban and the Achronim, so they write that then you don't have to observe. Today is not so posh. Today, let's say, if one should, that's how we pass like the Ramban against the Rambam, that all the dinim of Shiva do apply even before Kippur, except that the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Shiva, the counting of the 7 days of Shiva, begins only after Kippur. So even though Avol Lotzos in Pesach Beiso doesn't apply before Kippur, because that would be in contradiction with his Mesaskus in the Kippur, but the din of wearing shoes, we tell him to wear sneakers, or you have to wear leather shoes. He can wear sneakers and also be Mesaskus just as well in the Kippur Tanei. The Achronim point out that this machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam as to whether the laws of Shiva begin right away Mishas Nisa or only after Kippur is a machlokes lishitosim. There's another machlokes. What happens if there was a Kippur on Chol HaMoed? Or on Yom Sheni, let's say. So do you say that there's absolutely no Nihug HaBeilus at all? Or do you say that Ram Shebetzino are Nohe? So that's also machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. How are these two interrelated? Machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam, whether HaBeilus begins before Kippur, and machlokes Tosfos and the Rambam after Kippur, but it's on Chol HaMoed, or it's on Yom Tov before the Shiva begins, whether you have the dinam of the Dvarm Shibitzin HaNoyek, so the Briskerov and others, Rav Soloveitchik explained that the shaila is as follows. Do you have in Shiva only a mitzvah, mitzvah of the Rabbana, mitzvah of the Torah, whichever it is in Shiva Avelis? Is it only a mitzvah kiyum of observing Shiva, in which case it would only apply after Yom Tov is over and only after the Kippur, because before the Kippur or on Yom Tov, those days are not older than Minyan Shiva. So if they're not older, so there's no kiyum on mitzvah, there's no niyug Avelis al piti. But he's saying, no, in addition to the mitzvah of Nihug HaBeilus of Shiva, in addition to observing the laws of Shiva, there's another din of Isurim. There are Isurim of Shiva, so you can have Isurim even in a case where you don't have a Kiyum HaMitzvah. So if you can say that it's possible to have Isuri Shiva, Isuri HaBeilus, without having Kiyumi HaBeilus, without having the Kiyum HaMitzvah of observing HaBeilus, so that you can have even before the Shiva begins. Even on Yom Tov, let's say, Akev HaMeisa Beregel, and the Shiva doesn't begin officially till afterwards, or in the case of Kodem Kippur, again where the Shiva does begin to leave the Kippur, but it's possible to say that the Isuri HaBeilus begin right away. That's the Machlokes. So we pass in Lechumra, we pass in like Tosfos, that you can have Isuri Shiva, even if they don't lead up to a Kiyum HaMitzvah, even if there's no Kiyum. It's not in the middle of the Malos of the Shiva. These days they're not Oyle Leminyan Shiva. The Shiva doesn't begin to leave the Yom Tov, or the actual Kiyum HaMitzvah of Nihug Shiva doesn't begin to leave the Kippur. Still, you can have Isuri HaBeilus before. What is the Mechayiv though of Avelis? It's not the Misa, it's not the Kippur. That's a Shaila. When did the din begin? What is the Mechayiv? So in Shulchan Aruch it says that the Yediyas of Avelis, the Shmiyah, the Shmuah, The Shmiyas HaPtira is what's Mechayiv. If a person is dancing in a wedding, they say in Shulchan Aruch, and he doesn't know that a relative just died, so you're not Mechayiv to tell him that somebody died. And you're allowed to pull him into the dance. I in an Isul of Nivel, the Tita Mechshel, you get the Oval to dance, you get the Oval to violate, you invite him to come to a party, it's Het HaGomer. Why? Because Kozman, that the person has no Shmiyah, Kozman, he has no Yediyah over the fact that a relative died, so the whole Chiyah of Avelis doesn't begin. The Mechayiv of the Avelis is the Shmiyah. And that's what Rabbi Chanan Vasseman explains, why the Rishonim say, the Rosh HaMikotin, the Tur, the Yerodeyah say Lahalacha, that why is it that if an Eid Echad tells the person that a relative died, so he observes Avelis based on the Eidus of the Eid Echad. Why? So all the Rishonim say, because it's a Milsa David Eligluya, Loi Meshakrim, so the Eid Echad would never tell a lie. So Rabbi Chanan asks, why do they give such a complicated reason? Say, Eid Echad never be Sur? Oh, yes, it's a Milsa David Eligluya. Despite the fact that Nikra, then you should require two Eidim. Since it's Milsa David Eligluya, Eid Echad is believed. Why should he need two Eidim, Nikra, then? So Rabbi Chanan explains, based on the Gemara Yevamos, on Daf Pei Zayin, the Gemara says there, Ahoy Delot Chatos Velo Shia Diyuhu Acherim, that by Chiyuv Chatos, the same is true over there. The Mechayiv of Chatos is Yediyas Achet. Before Yediyas Achet, there's no chiyuv to bring the chatos, no chiyuv to acquire any kapara. So since the mechayiv is yidias acher, the gemara learns that from that pasuk, v'lo shiyod yuhu acherim. If an eid echad tells the person that he did the aver b'shogeg, he's not mechayiv to bring a chatos. You have to have dafke two eidim. Whenever the yidiyah is the mechayiv in a certain din, then the halacha requires dafke shnei eidim. So that's why mikra din, the rishonim assume we should have required shnei eidim to be mechayiv in avelis, to be mevarer that there is an avelis, but because it's a milsa david legluye. That's why we say that Eid Echad is belief. The Mishnah in Brachas has a din regarding Avelis, that if the Ovel is observing Shiva, then in the middle of Shiva, he's so annoyed by the fact that he doesn't take a bath, he's an Istinus, and he's Bitzar, he's Mutal Bitzar, so the din is that he doesn't have to observe, he's permitted to violate the laws of Avelis. What does he say that in a special heter that Mitzdayer is Patam in Avelis? Mitzdayer is permitted to violate all the Divin de Rabbanan, Mitzdayer is permitted to violate over here. So the Ramban explains in Teres Adam that it's not a special heter. It's Pashat, this is the definition of the Hilchus Avelis. The Oval is only obligated to observe Shiva to the extent of Nivul. The Din requires that he should be Menavel himself during Shiva. But if the Nivul is so intense that it already enters into the realm of Tzar, so that's more than the Torah, more than the Chachamim required. That's not what was meant by the Shiva. It's not that Tsar is a special heter. A heter on all dinim derabbanan, a heter on this dinim derabbanan, din kal, din chom, it's not a heter. That's part of the definition of Avelis. And it's the same din, Lamashal, that you have in Yud Beis Chodesh, that if the oval of hair is low, so long, that it looks awful, and it's already reached the point about Shigar, Boch Avera, so then the din is that the oval is permitted to take a haircut. Why? So it's not that's a special heter either, that's Alpi Parshtas, because in Yud Beis Chodesh, we don't require any nivul. The halacha just requires miut tanugim, that he shouldn't take a haircut in order to look good. But his purpose in taking the haircut is not that he should look good and look fancy. He doesn't want to dress up. He just doesn't want to look manuvaldig. He's in a state of nivul now. So that's yosim mashichivu chachamim. That's more intense than what was intended in the first place by the whole din of Avelis Yud Beis Chodesh. So ad kedei kach, the Torah of the halacha never required. And the same is true in Avelis of Shloshim, the Pischei Tshuva says. Let's say the oval is in the middle of Shloshim, so he's not changing his clothing, but his clothes are dirty. So he doesn't have to wait till the point that the clothes are so dirty that he's mitztayer. If the clothes are dirty and it doesn't look nice, and he's in a state of nivul merubah, so that's more than the halacha requires. During Shiva, the din requires nivul merubah, but not tzar. During Shloshim, the din requires nivul b'miktzas, but not nivul merubah. If it reaches the point of nivul merubah, then ad kedei kach is not mukhir. And in Yud Beis Chodesh, the halacha doesn't require any state of nivul at all. The halacha just forbids Tanugim Yisayrim, so if the person is taking the haircut not for the sake of Tanugim, or he's doing anything else, not for the sake of Tanugim, he's doing it just for the sake of not being maneuverable, so that's not a violation of the Hilchas Avelis at all. It's because of this difference in the definition of the Chiyuv Avelis of Shiva and Shloshim on the one hand, that those are requirements of Nivul, and Shiva will require Nivul Merubin, and Shloshim will require Nivul B'miktzas, as opposed to Avelis Yud Beis Chodesh, when Nivul is not required at all. It's rather that the din requires miut tanugim, there's an isa tanugim. This perhaps is the explanation to the din that's mentioned in Yerodeyah, why we only apply miktas ayam kekuloi to Shiva and Shloshim and not to Yud Beis Chodesh. The din of miktas ayam kekuloi only applies when a person is noyig something. When a person is observing something, so that on the last day of being noyig, then I say miktas ayam kekuloi. So in Shiva, the person is noyig benivul. So if on the last day of Shiva, at the beginning of the last day of Shiva, he's noig miktas, he's noig nivul miktas hayom. So then I say miktas hayom kikuloi. He was noig in the nivul miktas hayom. And the last day of Shloshim, he's required to observe also nivul b'miktas. On the last day of Shloshim, he observes nivul b'miktas and miktas hayom. So I say miktas hayom kikuloi. And last day of Yud Beis Chodesh, you can't say he was noig anything. There's nothing to be noig. There's nothing positive that he does. It's just that there's an Isser, he's forbidden to engage in tanugim. But he hasn't been noig anything, and the din of miktsayim kikul only applies if he's noig miktsas of the last day of whatever he's supposed to be noig. Then I say miktsas hayayim is kikula. Again, this din of miktsayim kikula is misunderstood by many people. Let's say the shiva began on a Tuesday or a Wednesday or something, and is going to extend into the middle of the next week. So people think that on Friday you say miktsayim kikula, and then they're allowed to leave for the day. So the Pesachei Tshuva says that this is a big mistake. There's no din of miktsayim kikula in the middle of shiva. It only applies on the 7th day of Shiva or the 30th day of Shloshim, the last day of the unit, whatever the unit happens to be. So on Friday the din is, or on Erev Yontif as well, Erev Yontif, Erev Shabbos, the din is that the Oval has to observe the Avelis of Shiva till as late before Shabbos or Yontif as is possible. He has to go home, he has to wash up, he has to put on his clothes and so on. Or if he's going out of town, he's going home, or whatever it is, he has to leave himself enough time to get ready for Shabbos. But you don't say that right away in the morning, you don't even say at Chatzos either. The mistake comes from Erev Pesach. There are more paskins based on an Erzaruah. There's Machlokes, there's Erzaruah and Pesach and Zvachim. What about Erev Pesach after Chatzos? So Pesach and Zvachim says Erev Pesach after Chatzos, same as Erev Rosh Hashanah after Chatzos, same as Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, nothing special. And the Erzaruah says no, Erev Pesach after Chatzos is a din yontif, because you have to be makir according to Pesach now. Erev Pesach after Chatzos, the Ramah says Haloch Kedavar Mekel Bo'ovo, he paskins like the Erzaruah, that there's no Avelis at all. And Erev Pesach after Chatzos has the status like Chalamot. It's not like Yom Tov Mamshah, it's a din like Chalamot. There's no Avelis. So people make a mistake and they think that just like Erev Pesach after Chatzos, the same thing every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom. Pesachei Tshuva says that it's the obligation, he quotes Tachanun, it's the obligation of all of the Rabbanim in their communities to educate the Balabatim that it's not so. That the din is that the Oval is obligated to observe the laws of Shiva on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, till as late as possible, with the one exception of Erev Pesach after Chatzos. When exactly do you apply this cloud of Miktas Hayom Kekula? Does it only apply in the morning of the 7th day, in the morning of the 30th day, or does it apply even the evening before? So the Ramban in Toras Adam presents a machlokes on this, because the Gemara in Midah says that you only say Miktas Hayom Kekula by Azova in the morning of the next day. The Tzvir B'imamo B'inam, Tzvir B'leko, Tzvir B'lel Yoleko. That you don't say miktsayim kikula balayla. So the Ramban has two opinions. What about by avelis? How do we paskin in Yeridaya? So there's a stira between one sif and the other in the same sim. One sif, the Mechaber writes that you only say miktsayim kikula balayla, just like by zovah. By avelis, you don't say miktsayim kikula balayla. Then the next sif he writes, what if it's a shmura chayka? And then it's a shmura chayka when the person was told about the ptira of the relative after shloshim. After shloshim is up, that's a machleik, is exactly what that means after shloshim. After Shloshim, after the Kvura, after Shloshim, after the Misa, Gogam of Vava quotes it, Nachkimine Ladina, comes up Halachal Maisa. Does Shmur Achoik is defined as after the 30 days are up after Misa, or after the 30 days are up after Kvura? So Shailan Din, big machlek is Lalacha. So if you have Shmur Achoik, the Gemara says, Eden Haggis al Yom Echad Bilvad, and that Yom Echad we apply Mitzah Yom Kekulai. The Gemara says that when Rav told Rav Chia that his brother died and his sister had died, so it was already years after they had already died. Rav Chia was in Eretz Yisrael and Rav was in Bavel. So when he heard about it, so he took off his shoes for a minute, and then right away he went to take a bath. So the Gemara says, Shmamina, Tlas, Shmamina, Shmur Achoyka, Eren, the Hegas, Aluyem, Echad, Uvad, Shmamina, Mitzah, Sayyim, Kekula, Shmamina, Ovel, Asa, Benila, Tassan. Those are the three Shmamina. So the Pashtus in the Gemara is, the Shmur Achoyka is really no Hegas, Yoyim, Echad, but we apply the Klala, Mitzah, Sayyim, Kekula. And the Gemara learns it out from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vafati Chagechem, La'avil, La'avil. The Rebbeinu Shlomo says he's going to convert all the holidays into dinim of Avelis. So the Gemara says, so that's how we know that Avelis is Shiva, because the Yamim Tovim are 7 days. So the Gemara says, but how do you know to compare Avelis to a Yontav of 7 days? They have a Yontav of Shavuos, which is only one day. So maybe Avelis should only be one day. So the Gemara says, yes, we have an Avelis that's one day, we have an Avelis that's 7 days. Shmur Kareva is 7 days, and Shmur Achaika is one day. So the Pashtus in the Gemara is that Shmur Achaika is one day Mikir Adin, and we chisel it off based on the Klal of Miktsayim Kekula. So on that Sif it says in Shulchan Aruch that Miktsayim Kekula can even be Balayla. How can that be Balayla? If you don't apply Miktsayim Kekula Balayla, only Bayom, only in the morning of the day, not the evening of the beginning of the day. So the Pashtus implies as if the Shulchan Aruch means to say that Shmura Chayka is not really a din that it's noig yer mechod, but you say makes him kukul. It means Shmura Chayka is only noig shoachas. But that's against the Gemara. That's against all the Gemara. So it's really a stir in the Shulchan Aruch. It's a spirit. Does he pass that it's, you only say Mikzeyam Kekula Bayom, or does he pass when you even say Balaylon? So the Chacham HaSadim says that Mikradin, we really pass in La Alocha, that you say Mikzeyam Kekula even Balaylon. In the only case where you can't apply Mikzeyam Kekula Balaylon is by Zavur, because the Pasuk says, Sofala Shivas Yom Ibaha Titar, that the Bedikas have to be Bayom. So on the seventh day of Shivinikim, she has to make a Bediki if she wants to say Mikzeyam Kekula. The Bedikas can only be made by Yom, you can't make a Bedika Balaylon. But if he could have made a bedikah balayla, then he would have said mikzeyam kekula balayla. So by avelis, with the observance of avelis is shove, it's all the same whether it's bayom or balayla. So then you say if he observes the beginning of the avelis of shiva at night or shloshim, you also say mikzeyam kekula in the beginning of the night. We're machmel hatchila only to apply mikzeyam kekula ibabayker because of the other opinion in the Rambam. So here by Shmur Achayker we go on the ikar adin. That's how the Chacham HaSadim says. That's why the Chacham HaSadim writes La'alocha and the Tshuvas, and the end of the same he writes, I learned he had a big shas atchak, and Malka Mitzvah, and then he says, you can apply Mikzem Kekula or Balayla, even to the Shivi, even to a Shmur Kareva, not only to a Shmur Rechayva. There is a very common Shai La'alocha L'maisa that comes up as Manazer. Let's say a person dies who was not religious. Is there a din of Avelis or not? So the Ksav Sofer has a tshuva where he talks about this la'alocha. The Rashbo in the tshuva writes that there's no avelis on one who's a mumer, and apikiris is dina ka'akor, a real hardcore mumer. Oyver avidi zor mechal shabbos b'fehesi, the real stuff. But some of the guys in oyver avere, he's not dina ka'akor. Most of the people that we know who are not observant, not really dina ka'akor. So then the Rashbo holds that there is a din of avelis. However, the Mordechai says not so. The Mordechai says that any person who's a bal avere, that's something he once did in Avera. A person who is over in Avera, he repeats the same Avera. He's Roger, Labra, Alois, Avera. So the Mordechai says, La Aloha, that there's no Avera. And that's how the Ramah passed in the Sinai Shinmen. There's no Avera at all. The person is Roger, Labra, Avera. There's a stira, the Ramah later in Shinmen. He writes that if a Ganef dies, you do observe Avera. It means that Ganef means he's a professional Ganef. And the Mordechai writes, a professional Ganef is a guy who's Roger, Labra, Alois, Avera. So the Mordechai writes the Feirish. That there's no avelis when the Ganef dies. How does the Ramah say in Shimem Hey? And the Ramah has a case, the Ganef, they finally call it. Save Ganef Lafi. The government finally caught the Ganef and they killed him. They executed him. So when they kill the Ganef, he says that the Karevim have to observe avelis. So the Achreidim say that since the government killed him, so the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that he has a kapor. Even if a mumer, let's say in the Israeli army, a mumer is killed in the army. So it says if a Jew dies on Kiddush Hashem, so the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that he's called the Psach HaSidech, it's called the Tzadik and a Chosid, and he gets Olam Haba. So then there is a din of Avelis. So the Ramo, so some Acharim say that that's the Pshat in the Ramo, that since the Mumer was killed, since the Ganef was killed by the government, so therefore he has a Kaparas Avonis, so therefore there is an Avelis. So the Shaila is this really correct? Because the Gemara says when the Mumer, when the Obed Avelis or whatever he is killed by the Goyish government, means he's killed because he's a Jew. In Eretz Yisrael, the people in the army were killed. They're killed because a Jew is defending Eretz Yisrael. Here the Ganef was killed because it was a Ganef, not because it was a Jew. So he also gets a kapara. The Gemara's lashon is given the mikdali shaloi bedin. Since they were killed improperly, they're killed against the laws of the government. They're killed because they're Jews, not the din and machusa. But here, if the din and machusa is that they kill all the Ganef that they catch, so why should he, that's mikdal bedin, why should he get a kapori here? That's the question. So other Acharyim say, the Shach says there in Shin Mem Hei, could be Miyashav Bistir in the Ramah. The Ramah says in Shin Mem that when a person is rog, a lavar avelis dies, there's no avelis. And in Shin Mem Hei he says when the Ganef is killed, there is avelis. So he gives a different teretz. He says the Ganef did tshuva. Assume the Ganef did tshuva before he was killed. So that's a Shaila Lalach. Let's say people died today. They were never religious. No, you can't say he's a mumadina ka'akum, that you can't say. It's difficult. You can't say Machal Shabbos Beferhesi, the Chazanish is Mekel, others are Mekel, he doesn't have the dindina ka'akum, but he was never a religious person. So the Ramos says in Shin Mem that there's no din of avelis. So if you have the other relatives of the family are non-observant themselves and they're going to sit Shiva, and I'm religious, I know the din in the every day, so I'm not going to sit Shiva, they're going to cause the whole family feud. So of course you sit Shiva with it. But the shot is, do you really have to sit Shiva? Let's say I'm going to sit and learn in the middle of Shiva. They don't know that there's a din. The Oval is not allowed to learn. But let's say they live in China. The other relatives live in China. They're not going to know whether I'm sitting Shiva or not. So do I have to, there's a din, really, that I have to sit Shiva Mikra? Then I just have to sit Shiva to make believe for Shalom Bayis, not to make a feud in the family, to be the car of the other. So the Rambam says, no, you don't sit Shiva. There's a shadow that the Ksav Sefer has. What's halacha l'maisa on this? How do we pass on this? Really? That when a person is not religious, dies, even though he wasn't born with dinakakim. You don't observe Havelos. So the Ksav Sefer makes a hachra. He says it depends why the person didn't observe Havelos. The Lavush, quoted by the Shach and Shemem, has a svara that when the Muma dies, maybe you should observe Shiva, maybe you should assume that he did Shuva the last minute. So the Shach says, Mapitop, why should I assume that he did Shuva? Eichetesi should do Shuva. So the Ksav Sefer says, well, it depends. Maybe he's right. He says, it depends. Why was he a Muma? If he was a Muma Lahachis, Muma because he just wasn't religious, he just didn't believe, or he never was educated. So there's no reason to assume that the guy did Shuva if he was sick for a year and a half before he died. But if he was just a Muma Latayoven, he had a religious upbringing. And his taivas got hold of him and he just couldn't control himself, so he violated the Taras HaMishpach and he violated Kashis, violated Shabbos in order to get richer. And then he's sick at the end for a while, he doesn't just die all of a sudden from a heart attack, he's sick for a couple of months. So then the Ksav Sefer says we ought to be Danim L'Kav Sus and assume that he probably did do tshuva, because the only reason why he did these averes was L'Teyoven. So now that he has Yisurim, so Mestama he's doing tshuva. So that's his Hachro L'Psak HaLoch, that if the fellow is a Mumel L'Teyoven and he suffers at the end, so Mestama we should assume it's an Umdine, he says a Rubit Aleisa Kamon, that he probably did tshuva. But we don't, usually by us it's not like that. Usually by us it's the Mumel L'Hachas. L'Hachas doesn't mean he wants to give the Rebbeinu Shel Olam a heart attack. L'Hachas means he ain't a makpid. He doesn't care one way or the other, he just doesn't believe. He doesn't believe in the whole religion. So if he's a Mumel L'Hachas, then the Ksav Sefer says, the Rambam says, L'Aloha, that there's no avelos. Is it Osir? Is it Osir to be Mechaber here? I don't know if it's Osir. You're not Mechaber to be Mechaber? Right. No, that's called Lahachas. The Rambam says in the beginning of Yeridei that Lahachas means if he's ain't no makbid, he doesn't care one way or the other. Right, so we can't call it. Right, so we can't call him a Dina Ka'akum because he's a Tinik Shanishba most of them, but he's still not an observant Jew. So the Rambam says that's the din.
The Rambam's Baal Avera is everybody
who knows how to do it. I mean, if the fellow does the Avera is B'shegig, that's a different thing. We're talking about a fellow who knows. If it's B'shegig, it's different. Right? So let's say it's B'mezid, but just not Dina Kaka. So then the Rambam has a din that there's no Avera at all. There is another din that poses a big problem, as Manazeh. The din is that if a baby dies, you only observe Shiva, you only observe Avelis, that the baby who died was a Bar Kayom. So if, let's say, a woman had a full 9-month pregnancy and then she gives birth to a baby, that's called Kolol HaKadosho. So then the Vlad is called a Bar Kayom. So even if the child dies within 30 days after it's born, the Gemara says it has a din of a Bar Kayom. It's a Vlad Gomor, a Horga would be Chayiv, and so on. And there would be a din of avelos. What happens if I don't know whether the woman had a full-term pregnancy? I don't know whether it's called lechadosha, or if I know bevada that it was like called lechadosha. So then the Gemara says the din is like Rav Shimon and Gamliel that you have to be shoyah shloshim yom. If the baby lives 30 days, then we declare him as a bar kayom, and then if he dies after then there's avelos. But if he dies within the 30 days, then there's no avelos. This is what the din used to be bezman haGemara. The Rambam, at the end of Eben Ezra, writes la'aloche. The Bizman Azeh, we know for sure everything is different. To quote the Tshuva Satajbe, the Bizman Azeh, it's called Kol Lechadosho once the woman enters into the beginning of the ninth month, because whatever it was, Bizman HaGemara, whatever it was, Bizman HaRamban VaHarambam, having Machlokes Had a Paskin. But Bizman Azeh, the Tajbe says, everybody knows all the doctors, Kuliyam Lopligi, that there's nothing abnormal about a woman giving birth in the middle of the ninth month. After the beginning of the ninth month, that's already called Kol Lechadosho. The Rambam says this Lalocha to be Mater Yivam HaLashuk. He says, a man died leaving no children, but his wife was pregnant, and then she gives birth to a baby after the beginning of the ninth month of pregnancy, and the baby dies 2 days after it's born. So the Rambam says that the woman is muteris lashuk, that the Vlad was not an eifel. Why? Because once she entered into the beginning of the ninth month, matar nisa derais, the base on this. Once she entered into the beginning of the ninth month, so that's called kol lechadosho bizman hazeh, because nishtanu hatzvoim, the doctors have established. And it's called lechadosho, we don't have to have the shoh shloshim yom. So the question is, we ought to carry this over to Hilchas Avelis, as some Achrayim say that in Hilchas Avelis also, if the woman was pregnant into the ninth month and then the baby was born, so even if the baby dies within 30 days, we should say that there should be a din of Avelis. So somehow in Hilchas Avelis, they don't point this out. They don't say that the din from Eben Ezra should apply here. Some later Achrayim say that it does apply. Avnei Nezer, points out the problem. Why don't more poskim say that it should have passed? So Alanez has a whole answer. There's a whole chiddush. He says that since other poskim disagree with Tatash Beit, they say that it's not Nishtanu Hatzvoi, and they dispute the whole din over there in Hilchas Yibum. So even though by Yibum we paskin like the Rov HaPoskim, that the Shtanu HaTvoi Mizman HaZeh, that the beginning of the ninth month is called Kol HaChadosh, but Lagabi Avelis we say Alach HaKedemah Mekel Ba'Avel, and we say it's still called like Kol HaChadosh. It's a questionable Chiddush, because if the Sofik is not a Sfeik in a Din, it's not a Sofik Mitzi, it's not a Sofik in Din, it's a Shaila, which doctors know what they're talking about. And we assume that the Mitzias is, not that we don't know the facts, we know all the facts, it's a medical Shaila. And Bizman HaZed is Ongenonu, that is very normal for a woman to give birth into the any time after the beginning of the ninth month. We don't assume that the Vlad is going to die. It's not called a Nefel. So why should we say here, any Sufi called who is already Lahok? It's a difficult Shuv in the Yavni Nezd. Also, a common shadow today is that people are divorced civilly. They didn't get a chance to get divorced religiously yet. So the shaila is whether if one of them dies, does the other one have to observe Avelis or not? The Marshal had a whole machlokes with Chachmei Ho'ir in the second parak in Gittin. He writes this in the Yom Shel Shlomo, Rabbi Kivega, and Hilchas Avelis refers you to that Marshal. What if the couple was oimed his garish? If it's daitel his garish, do you still have the din of Avelis or not? So the Marshal quotes the machlokes Taisis in the Rashbam and Yesh Nechum. According to the Rashbam, the Rashash pointed out also in that Gemara and Yesh Nechum. According to the Rashbam, I should say that it's not called Sher Basar yet, that there are three parts to marriage. There's Erisin, and then there's Nisun, and then there's Sher Basar. Erisin means that they're married, then Nisun, she's an Eshish Ish Beveis HaBaal, and then Sher Basar means that they're happily married. It's ultimately his garish, even though they're married, but they're not happily married, so there's no shame Sher Basar. There's no same Sher Basar, so there should be no Avelis. And that's a shah that basically disagrees with that Rashbam. We don't pass like the Rashbam. So the Rashash says, but maybe halacha kedivrei Meikel Ba'avel, when it comes to Avelis, maybe we should say that there's no Avelis. That's what the Marshal says, no Avelis. Rabbi Kivega quotes that Marshal. That's a machlekes l'halacha. Rav Moshe doesn't like that. Rav Moshe passes like the Chachmei Ho'ir against the Marshal. Rav Moshe, he holds not a suffix, it's not a suffix. It's a vadai that the Marshal, that the Rashbam is wrong. That's all. Nothing to discuss. And other contemporary poskim treat it as a sfeikid adina, and they assume that Allah did not make a bavel. Also, a common shaila is what we mentioned before. There is a din that if the rest of the relatives started shiva earlier, and this person comes in and he joins up with them, so he also ends his shiva when they end the shiva. The din in the Gemara with certain limitations. So the Gemara says, but this only applies if the oval is bomi makum korev. Is bomi makum rochav, the din doesn't apply. What's called bomi makum korev? So the Taisis quotes from the Rif, who quotes from the Bahag, who bases it on the Gemara Psochim, that it means Yud Parsois. What does the Gemara say in Psochim Adaf Tzadigim or Yud Parsois? Because Legabi the Din of Pesach Sheni, the Torah says that if the person is the Derech Rechoko, so then he has to bring Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara defines Derech Rechoko as a person who is five Parsois away from Yerushalayim, because the Chiyuv to bring Korban Pesach begins and Erev Pesach Yev Tachatzois. And he has up until Shkia to be Makrav the Korban. People normally walk in a half a day five parsois. So that's only going to get the Korban Pesach. It's measured by only the half a day because you become a chiv to bring Korban Pesach at Chatzos. It can be makrav until Shkia. But benegeah to Avelis, we should use a different definition. How long a person would travel all day long, 10 parsois. And the Shir Bo Mimakum Korev is the Bahag basis in Anad Gemara Imsochim that it means. How far away is the person? Would he be able to reach the place where the others are sitting shiva in one day? So the shaila is bizman hazeh, people can reach places even further than yud parsois in less than a day. So does this din change bizman hazeh or not? So this is a shaila because the Gemara says they amsochem that even though he personally has a car, he personally has a camel, or he has a caravan, whatever, and he can go further than 10 parsois in a day, more than 5 parsois in a half a day. Still the shiur. Makam Kor, Makam Rochay, Derech Rechayk is measured by Hei Parsois, how much an Adam Beinani would be able to walk in a half a day. So we heard the same thing should be over here by Avelis. The Shia should still remain 10 Parsois, the old Shia that the Bahag gave. So the Pischei Tshuva raises a question that Bizman HaZeh people can't walk that fast. He wants to say Fakir. That Bizman HaZeh, you should even less than 10 Parsois should be called Makam Rochay. It shouldn't be Makam Kor. I don't know where he came from. The other Achronim raised the shaila in the opposite direction. One of the Talmidim of the Nodi Yehuda said that maybe today that we have trains and people who are interested in traveling a long distance, don't go by foot. The normal thing is that they go by train. So b'zman hazeh, they should be still called a makom rachoy, a makom karev even further away. That was a suggestion by one of the talmidim of the Navi Yehuda. The Navi Yehuda said, "Vahera zaken." We'll leave it like that. Hilchas Abelis will be made. And the Chassam Sofer told the story over to his talmidim. So the Maram Shik quotes this that he heard from the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer didn't paskin, but he just said over that the Navi Yehuda said, "Vahera zaken." So that's why many achrayim assume that b'zman hazeh that we have trains and airplanes and whatever. The people are interested in going to Europe, they're not going to walk. They're going to go by plane. Whatever it's all, going to go by plane. So it's called the Makom Karev, even though it's much more than 10 parsos away, because you can't reach it within a day. But this is a shaila. Other Rachmanim disagree. Other Pasim say no. The Gemara says Mefurishim Sochim that Makom Karev, but again to Derech Rechoik, Makom Karev is a shear how long an Adam Beinoni can walk in an average day. And it doesn't change just because he happens to have a better form of better means of transportation. So that's a shayla. Should it change b'zman hazeh? So the gabi avelis if it's the minig olam is lahakim. He assumed that everybody had a lead left in. I'll just mention some of the just like to mention a few dinim in hilchas avelis that people are not careful about. One din is that in the middle of shiva there's a din of hesach hadas. A person is not permitted to be Messiah Das from the Avedis. This is exactly what we always do. When you go to be Menachem Ovos, so you start talking about everything under the sun, except for the Nifta, except for Tchias HaMesim, except for Olam Haba, except for the Mitzvahs and the Meisim Tovim that that person did. This is the Yisod. This is exactly what you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to be Messiah Das from the Avedis. A person who wants to observe the Din is only permitted to talk about the Nifta, or talk about Tchias HaMesim, or talk about Olam Haba, something that's relevant. Usually everybody comes, they haven't seen each other in 20 years, our relatives come, they haven't seen each other in a long time, they start chazering over who got married and who died and have all the children. This is an Issur Gomer. It's not a Midas Chassidus, it's a real din, it's an Issur Gomer. Then there's a din of Shulchan Aruch, the din of Migemara, that one of the din of Shiva is Atifa Saroish. So Tosis says we don't observe Atifa Saroish, that the Obel should have a hood over his head going down till here. We don't observe it today because it looks funny. Tosis gives two reasons why we don't observe it today. So the Ramah writes in Yeridei that even though we don't observe the original din of Atifas Haroi, but still the proper practice is that the Oval who's sitting Shiva should wear a big hat on. Instead of wearing a yarmulke, he should wear a big hat that should be Bimkoim Atifas Haroi. People who know Yeridei observe that din. People who, how come nobody does it because the people don't know Yeridei? But the Rabbonim who know Yeridei do observe that when they're in Rahman al when they're sitting Shiva, so they wear a hat, not only when they daven, they wear the hat the whole time during the Shiva. Another din that the people don't observe that I mention every so often is that they don't grip kriya properly. Usually people, especially women, don't grip kriya properly. And even many men. The Gemara says that the kriya has to be a tefach that should be ripped vertically. Shouldn't be. You're not yetzir with a tefach horizontally. You're not yetzir with less than a tefach. It has to be a tefach ripped vertically, down. And then the shayla is where should this be ripped, on which garment? So Rav Moshe writes his tshuva, the same as Rav Avadia Yosef writes in the Yabia Omer, has a long tshuva, that one b'zman hazeh, one would not be yetzir the din of kriya if he rips on a jacket. You have to rip kriya up on a shirt, because b'zman hazeh in Europe, when they had no central heating, so the people wore jackets all day long to keep warm, like we wear sweaters. But he says most places today, in American Eretz Yisrael, where the rooms are warm enough, so people only wear jackets when a customer comes in, or they only wear jackets when they have to go meet someone, a business associate or something. Or they wear jackets when they daven, but they don't wear jackets all day long. They wear jackets when they are covered. When they're home and no one's watching, they don't wear the jacket. They're warming up without the jacket. So b'zman hazeh, the jacket, the mice is a beggar that's only worn the covered beyond. And the din is in Yeridei that one is not yetzir kriya if he rips on a jacket. So if a person is ripping kriya alav v'alim, the din requires a shirip called the god of, he rips his shirt. The din is that you don't rip underwear. He rips a shirt, he rips a jacket also. Some hechetes, he rips another beggar. It's an expensive beggar. No, shouldn't cover it over him. He wants to rip another beggar. Isn't the head. But if it's another craving, that if a different relative would die, not over him. So the din only requires to rip one garment. And the only one garment they rip is the jacket. And the poskim say they're not yetzer with that. So it means that they didn't rip kriya. They ripped something else, which was a baltashkes maybe, or maybe not a baltashkes, whatever, but they didn't fulfill the din of kriya. And then they rip one of the garments. It's not a bag of COVID, which is required to rip for the din of kriya.
The women make kriya.
The women, when they rip kriya, are supposed to take along a pin, so they rip a kriya tefach, and then they pin it together, so they shouldn't be undressed. They should remember tefach. The women should remember to take along a pin. Usually they forget. They have to remember to take along a pin in order to be able to rip kriya tefach. It's a very common thing that the women don't rip kriya tefach because they don't bring along a pin.
They should have the jacket.
It's a shayla balkashka. If a person rips extra, it's a shayla balkashka. Yeah, it's not right. So unless a person wants to so look funny, everybody else knows you got to rip a jacket. So you rip a jacket, it's litzorah. Whenever you destroy something, litzorah, so there's no isa balkashka. There's another thing that the people don't know, that one who's in the middle of shiva is not permitted to wear any jewelry. Men and women are not allowed to wear any jewelry. They're not allowed to be dressed up. Unless the Gemara says it's a single girl and it may ruin for shiduchim, then she's allowed, the Gemara says she's allowed to put on lipstick, she's allowed to dress up, in order not to ruin the possibility of getting a shidduch even in the middle of shiva. That's the Gemara. A brice in the Gemara and kindness. But otherwise the women are not permitted to wear jewelry. This is also a din that the women violate.
Why don't we do it like this?